Wow, he gave us a lot of ingredient, important things that we want to consider in terms of living together as friends and as a family.
我们在圣经里面也读了许多这方面的要素。
We all know that it is not easy to make good friend, true friend, mutual friend.
我们知道，其实要找一个好朋友不是很容易的事情。
And as I mentioned last time, there are different levels of friendship.
而且在友谊有不同的阶层。
So as I continue to share with you today, I hope that we will bear those ingredients in mind, and also we can learn from each other, and also from encouragement from the Bible, that through Christ, help in our life, we can accomplish that.
所以，借着主耶稣基督，在我们生命里面的帮助，我们希望今天继续各位分享，然后，
Just in case some of you weren't here last Sunday,
如果上个星期你没有来
，I just want to have a little brief refreshment of the message last week.
我想去帮各位这个回忆一下上个星期所讲的。
Looking at the word friend.
你如果
FIEND
看英文的这个拼音 friend 的拼音。
There is one way to remember some of the important ingredients that the Bible taught us how to be able to make friends that can trust one another and encourage one another.
我们可以从圣经的教导里面可以找出几个就是友谊的要素，就是跟这个拼法有关系，拼字有关系。
Last week I discussed the element of being faithful, being respectful, and how to develop intimate relationship with one another. Also, the ingredient of having empathy and being noble in our cause and in relationship. And then finally, the importance of dedication in terms of developing true friendship.
要这个友谊呢的要素就是要有有信心，有互相尊重，然后要能够有亲密的关系，怜悯，以及 he's already closed it.
We need a screen for something else.
Okay, that saved me.
Today I'm going to share with you a little more about the fact that a lot of time we have difficulty in maintaining true friendship.
今天我要跟各位分享的，就是关于很多时候我们有没有办法维系一个真正的友谊。
And how heartbreaking it can be when you lost a good friend for one reason or the other.
那我们知道当我们失去友谊的时候，是一件非常心碎的事情。
First of all, I want to share with you two Bible incidents just to give you a little feeling of how sad and how tragic it is when intimate friendship was lost.
圣经里面有一些记载，就是关于失去友谊的故事，所以我现在先跟各位分享。
As you know, I mentioned about different level of friendship. Some can be superficial, but other can be very deep and committed type of friendship.
我跟各位提过，友谊有各种不一样的层次，有的是非常肤浅的，但是有的是非常委身的，非常very committed.
Either way, I believe that the duration of friendship generally correlates with the degree of emotional attachment that a person has with one another.
但是这友谊的深度呢，通常是跟你感情所牵系的就是跟这个人与朋友之间的感情。
The failing of that kind of friendship can be very painful, and to the worst, can be very tragic.
所以这种 失去友谊，失去的友谊呢，会非常的痛苦。
First of all, I'm going to cite an example in the Bible. Everybody, basically, but the Bible know about this. It is concerning Judah.
我想大家都知道犹大的故事。
As you know, Judah is one of the 12 chosen disciples of Jesus.
我们知道，犹大是耶稣所拣选的十二个使徒之一，十二个门徒之一。
He spent 3.5 years with the pack.
他跟随耶稣三年半。
But he ended up betraying his master.
但是他最终呢，他叛逆了，出卖了耶稣。
If you can have John chapter 13 verse up on the screen. Before the Last Supper, Jesus offered to wash his disciples' feet, as you remember.
如果你记得圣经上面记载，在最后晚餐之前，耶稣要为门徒洗脚。
He did that to demonstrate to them that they are his true friends, and he would demonstrate to them that he's going to wash his feet to demonstrate that attitude of servanthood.
耶稣要为门徒洗脚，因为他要告诉他们，要告诉他们他是他们真正的朋友，而且他是他们，他要做他们的仆人。
Basically, he's telling them, if I can be your servant and do that, you can also be servant to others, to serve others.
耶稣就是要告诉他们说，如果我能够做你的仆人，你们也可以做。
But one sad thing is that Christ already knew that time that Judah was going to betray him.
但是很可惜的是，耶稣在那个时候，他已经知道犹大要出卖他了。
So he mentioned to his disciple, he said, "I am not referring to all of you, not all of you. However, I know who I have chosen. But this is to fulfill the scripture, which is a quoting from Psalm 41:9." He who share my bread has lifted up his heel against me.
耶稣说，我不是针对你们每一个人而说的，我了解我所拣选的每一个人，但是这是为要应验经上的话，就是在诗篇41章那里所说的，那吃我饼的人竟抬脚踢我。
And in verse 21, he also said, he also mentioned that After Jesus had said that, Jesus was troubled in spirit and then testified, saying, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me.
说完这话，耶稣心里就忧愁，就明说了，他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
So in front of this group of 12 disciples, Christ is giving Judah a last chance of repentance.
所以这个时候，耶稣事实上是要给犹大最后一个机会来反悔。
But unfortunately, it didn't work.
但是很可惜的，犹大并没有反悔。
Another example I want to cite to you is from Psalm chapter 55, from verse 12 to 14.
另外一个圣经上的例子，就是在诗篇55章12节到14节。
This psalm was written by David.
这是大卫所写的诗。
And as you know, David during his lifetime had a lot of friends, but also a lot of enemies.
你们知道大卫一生里面他有许多的朋友，但是他也有许多的敌人。
But one special situation really broke his heart.
但是有一个非常特别的情况，他的在一个特别情况下，他的心真的是破碎了。
And he expressed in the term of a poetry or psalm.
所以他就写了这首诗。
He said, "With an enemy were insulting me." I'll finish. With an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it.With a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship, and walked with the thorn at the house of God.
他说：“原来不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌还可以忍耐，也不是恨我的人向我狂大。若是恨我的人，我必躲避他，就必躲避他。不料是你，你原与我平等，是我的同伴，是我知己的朋友。”
Biblical scholar believe that this particular friend, a person, referred to a person by the name of Arthur Faulkner.
研究圣经的学者，他们相信说，大卫所写的这个诗呢，是提到有一个当时他的一个朋友，就是叫做what'd you say？西多佛。
He actually was very close to David because he was at one time David's counselor.
亚西多佛跟大卫其实本来是很好的朋友，他以前他曾经是大卫的谋士。
But later he joined Absalom.
但是后来
they conspire to get rid of David.
他亚西多佛呢，就跟亚沙龙，就是大卫的儿子他们一起想要谋反。
Just a couple of verses in Bible to prove that his historical recording.
所以你们看圣经里面记载在撒母耳记下。
In the Second Samuel chapter 15 verse 12 it says.
在撒母耳记下第十五章十二节这边讲
，Chapter 15 verse 12. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he was sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come to Giloth, his hometown.And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's following kept on increasing.
所以十二节这边讲说，亚沙龙献祭的时候，打发人去将大卫的谋士基罗人亚西多佛从他本城请了来，于是叛逆的势派甚大，因为随从亚沙龙的人民日渐增多。
And then verse 30 it said.But David continued up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered, and he was barefooted. All the people with him covered their heads too, and were weeping as they went up. Now David had been told, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. So David prayed.O Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness.
所以你如果看在撒母耳记下十五章第三十节这边讲说，大卫蒙头赤脚上橄榄山，一面上一面哭，跟随他的人也都蒙头哭着上去。有人告诉大卫说，亚西多佛也在叛党之中，随从亚沙龙。大卫祷告说，耶和华啊。求你使亚西多佛的计谋变为愚拙。
Those are the two tragic examples of broken friendship.
这两个就是友谊破坏的两个故事。
Unfortunately, both of them ended in a very tragic way, as I said. Because you know that Judas hanged himself.And if you read later into the Second Samuel, this particular counselor that David was crying and yawning about also hanged himself.
这两个故事里面的主角犹大跟这个亚西多佛结果都很悲剧性的吊死了。
Well, putting those aside,
把这些故事放在一边。
You know that in daily life, things are not so serious.
我们知道在 平常的生活里面也许啊没有这么严重，事情没有这么严重。
But we do know that friendship were made and friendship were broken.
但是我们知道啊，友情可以啊滋长，也可以被破坏。
That could be a very painful process.
啊，当友谊被破坏的时候，这是一个非常啊非常痛苦的一件事情。
After much praying and meditation on this topic myself, I come up if I thought are some of the essential remedies in terms of renewing or restoring this kind of friendship.
所以当我在准备这个这篇讲章的时候，我花了很多时间祷告思想，所以我就想到几个啊，要如何要啊把友谊挽回来的几个要素。
So I'd like to invite all of you to a double-decked ship.
所以我就是邀请各位与我一起来做这件事情。
You can consider going for a cruise, maybe.
也许你就是假装说你在一个游艇上面。
The reason I use the terminology because it's easier also for you to remember.
我用了这些字，因为我希望说啊，这可以帮助各位啊记得。
Friendship, S H I P.And out of that, I put some of the important ingredient or remedy, I could say, from the Bible teaching, and hope that we can encourage each other and share keeping friendship in mind.
这个英文的这个 ship, 这个照着这个拼音呢，拼法有几个字可以用，就是非常真诚的诉求谦虚自我省察还有坚持到底。
I said it's a double-decked ship because it has a dual meaning here in that S, I would say, stand for sincere supplication.
我刚刚讲说有就像两层的这个游艇，因为每一个字母我都找了两个字。
H ship represent honest humility.
比方说S 有两个字 ，H 也有两个字 ，H 是诚实跟谦虚。
I stand for insightful introspection.
I 就是有慧眼的自我省察。
And P stand for perceptive perseverance.
P 就是很有洞察力的一个坚持到底。
There may be a lot of wordings there, but I think this wording has a lot of meaning behind them.
也许你可以找到其他许多的字但是这些字对我是很有意义的。
Supplication refer to a humble, honest type of communication with God.
其实诉求呢，原来在圣经里面是用来描述一个人在神面前非常谦虚的向神忏悔，向神祈求。
Yeah. Through that kind of attitude, we present our difficulties to God, asking Him for advice and for solution.
我们就是用这样子的心态向神求求他帮助我们解决我们所面对的困难。
Paul wrote in the Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
保罗在腓立比书第四章第六节这样子讲。
As you know, Philippians, the book of Philippians was written by Paul when he was in prison.
我们知道保罗写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里面。
He said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving."
这第六节这边讲说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And let your requests be known to God.
将你们所要的告诉神。
Even Christ himself prayed for the bitter cup to be taken away.
即使基督耶稣也在他临死之前，他向神求，让他把这个苦杯挪去。
But he said, "It's your will."
但是他也说，天父啊，要照你的意思，不是照我的意思。
For Christ, the prayer was not what he wanted to be.
因为耶稣这样祈求，因为耶稣也希望他不需要经过这一场这样子的困难。
But God had a better purpose for that.
但是神有他的旨意。
However, in everyday life, God can give us wisdom in matter of restoring or renewing a falling or failing friendship.
但在我们日常生活里面，神会给我们透过不一样各种不一样的管道引导我们来弥补这个破坏的破裂的友谊。
It can be a very difficult situation.
也许这是非常困难的一个情况。
But God promised us that if we are sincere in our request, that He will show us the path.
但是神告诉我们，如果我们真诚的向他寻求，他会引导我们。
The second is honest humility.
第二个就是真诚的这个谦虚。
Martin Luther put it this way.
马丁路德曾经这样讲。
He said, "Unless a man is always humble, distrustful of himself, always fear his own understanding, passion, and will, he will be unable to stand long without offense."Truth, you pass him by.
马丁路德这样讲说，除非一个人是真正的谦虚经常的对他自己的真正了解呢以及他的感情、他的意志有不完全的信心，除非这样子，他有可能就会会冒犯别人。这个真理就会离他而去。
We already read the verses, Bible verses reading for today. The content of that includes a lot of important advice about developing this kind of humility and this kind of attitude in life.
我们在今天所读的经文里面也读到这个经文里面也教导我们有如何来谦虚我们自己。
I'd like to share with you one more.Section of the Bible that is in Romans chapter 12.
但是我们在翻到圣经另外一处的经文，就是在罗马书第十二章。
And I'll read a few verses to share with you.
罗马书第十二章。
It said that love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spirit fervent, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
在罗马书第十二章第九节，这边讲说：“爱不可虚假，要厌恶恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，心里火热，常常服侍主。在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。”
The third point.Insightful introspection.
第三点就是有见识的自我省察。
This refers to the attitude of constant self-examination.
这就是说我们要经常的自我省察。
Let us turn to James chapter 1. I'm going to share a few verses with you there. James chapter 1.
我们翻到雅各书第一章。
I'm going to read from verse 22 to 25.
从雅各书第一章二十二节到二十五节。
It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But a man who looks intensely into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
所以雅各书第一章22节到25节这边说，你们要成为这话语的实行者，不要只成为听者而欺骗自己。因为如果有人是这话语的听者而不是实行者，这个人就像人对着镜子观看自己生来的面貌，看了就走开，立刻忘了自己是什么样子。但是详细查看那使人得自由的完美律法，并且继续持守的人，因他不是健忘的听者，而是行为的实行者，这个人就将要在他所行的事上蒙祝福。
James reminds us that introspection of one's life is like looking oneself in front of a mirror.
雅各提醒我们，我们自我反省就像我们对着镜子照自己。
I think the lady understands me better because they look at the mirror every day, right?
也许女士们比较了解，因为女士们每天都要看镜子。
I was surprised if one of you doesn't look at the mirror at all every day.
但是我想，不管是男是女，每一个人在一天当中至少都会看镜子。
Looking at the mirror, you can see all your blemishes, your mole, your pimple, and whatever.
你如果看自己照镜子的话，你可以看到自己的青春痘。
Well, I think the exact example is that introspection, especially insightful introspection, is like looking yourself, meditating about yourself, and examining yourself. Is there anything I can do to change that? Maybe I put some cream on, it will take that spot away. Maybe I put some.Lipstick, that will make it look better.
就像你在照镜子的时候，也许你会放一些乳霜，或者擦个口红，让自己看起来比较好看一点。因为你照镜子的时候，你会自我省察，想想如何来弥补这件事情。
Maybe some of you haven't shaved for a few days.
也许你有几天没有刮胡子。
I didn't have a haircut for a long time.
Or还没有剪头发。
Well, this is somebody say that this is introspection, this is self-examination in our life.
这是自我省察，就是我们生命里面每天要做的事。
So being insightful also, being insightful requires wisdom and anticipation, as well as mental exercise.
但是我们需要有智慧，有用我们的心灵跟诚实来自我省察。
An insightful person is one who is searching for and applying and providing appropriate answer for solution or difficulty.
有一个有见识的人，有洞察力的人，他自我省察的时候，他就比较容易去找到合适的答案。
So David is saying to us that you'll be foolish, look at mirror and say, and forget all about everything.
所以雅各在这边讲说，如果是一个愚蠢的人，他看了镜子走了就忘记了。
The fourth point is perceptive perseverance.
第五点就是要有洞察力的一种坚持到底。
This is an attitude of not giving up easily.
就是我们不要随便的放弃。
It is not a mindless type of pursuit.
不是一个不经心意的一个追求。
But perceptive in the sense that he has an honorable cause.
但是是一个非常有见识的一种知道你所追求的是一个is honorable cause.
Because it takes a balanced approach to carry and be able to achieve a good purpose.
因为我们需要有平衡的 这种方法来达到目标。
I will share one parable with you that Christ shared.
我想跟各位分享圣经里面记载的一个故事。
Now, Christ actually was talking about prayer during that context. Bible.
在这个时候，其实耶稣透过这个故事呢，他在讲对祷告的教训。
He wants his disciples to have sincere prayer and not give up easily.
他要他的门徒们要有很真诚的祷告，而不要随便的放弃。
But I use this parable to share with you about the fact that it is important not to give up easily.
所以我们用这个来分享。
In Luke chapter 11,
在路加福音第十一章。
So Jesus told them this parable.
耶稣告诉门徒这个故事。
And verse 5,
在第五节这里。
Then he, Jesus, said to them,
所以耶稣又说,
Suppose one of you has a friend.
他说你们中间有一个朋友,
And he goes to him at midnight and say, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answered,Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
所以在路加福音耶稣的这个预言耶稣这样讲，他说假如你们当中谁有一个朋友，就半夜到朋友那里去，对他说，朋友，请借给我3个饼，因为有一个朋友旅途中来到我这里，我没有什么可以招待他。那个人从里面回答说，请不要烦扰我，门已经关上了，我与孩子们也已经上了床，不能起来拿给你。我告诉你们，即使不因着是朋友而起来拿给他，还是会因着他毫无羞愧的求，就起来把他所要的拿给他。
Christ here emphasized the attitude of being bold, about boldness.
耶稣在这个预言里面讲说我们要情辞迫切的，毫无羞愧的来求。
Now this boldness has a purpose. This boldness is inWith the intention to help others.
但是这个毫无羞愧，这个勇敢的求，不是为了什么，而是要帮助别人。
The word friend was mentioned 4 times in this short parable.
在这个短短的这一段预言里面，耶稣提到朋友这个字，提到4次。
I believe it can carry various meaning.
我想这个有一些不一样的意思。
I think the more you think about this parable, I think there are more meaning in that what Christ is telling them.
如果你把这个预言读了几次以后，你就也许你可以了解耶稣其实在这个预言里面有一些很深的意思。
So there is the meaning of perseverance, here, not giving up.
这里面有一个意思就是不要随便的放弃。
There is one way for encouragement.
就是一种鼓励。
One way of saying that, don't make short decision, don't jump to conclusion, because time may be the factor to heal the process.
说不要随随便便的就做决定，也许你需要时间来医治。
One of the side thoughts that came to mind when I thought about this is that, during a conversation of Christ with Peter.
我又想起了另一个故事，就是耶稣跟彼得讲话的一段故事。
If you turn with me to John chapter 21,
如果你们翻到约翰福音第二十一章
As you recall, Peter denied Christ three times.
你们记得彼得曾经否认耶稣三次。
But after the resurrection, Christ met Peter again on the beach.
但是耶稣复活了以后，他在海边又与彼得相见。
As you know, the background is that they were catching fish. They were so distraught. Christ died already. What are they going to do? So he went back fishing.
所以在那个时候，在那个时候，门徒们都非常伤心，而且不知道怎么做因为耶稣已经被钉死了，他们所以他们回去捕鱼了。
And with Christ showing up, they have a huge caught.
但是耶稣
almost break the boat.
耶稣出现了，耶稣让他们网里面都满了鱼。
Christ knows how disheartened Peter was at the time.
耶稣知道在那个时候彼得非常的伤心伤痛。
So he wanted to reinstate him.
所以耶稣要再一次来建立彼得。
He asked Peter, as we will read in the passage, in this passage.
所以他在那个时候就与彼得谈话。
Verse 17.
在第十七节，耶稣问彼得。
It's verse 15.
从第十五节开始。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this? Yes, Lord, he said, I know, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know, I love you.And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. And the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
所以约翰福音第十五节这里说，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣又第二次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”第三次对他说。约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
What I'm going to say is trying to say is that the mending of a falling or failing friendship also requires boldness and also humility in the process.
所以要弥补破碎的友谊，不仅需要谦虚，而且也需要这个勇往无惧的这种精神。
Because perseverance can lead to a change of heart.
因为你如果能够坚持下去的话，你可以改变人的心意。
Before I finish today, I will share with you a heart story.
所以讲到说改变心意呢。我就跟各位分享一个与心有关的故事。
Before I do that, I would like to share with you one more additional concept.
但是在我做这件事情之前，我要再与各位另外分享一个观念。
I think we all agree that in order for a failing friendship to be restored, to be successful in doing so, besides needing a willingness to change,There need also to be an initiator and a responder.
但是我们知道，如果要改变任何事情，我们也需要有一方愿意踏出第一步。
One of the party involved has to be an initiator to facilitate the process of healing.
有一个人必须先跨出一步来改变。
And we all know that Christ. He's the initiator for all sinners by dying for them.
我们知道耶稣基督就是这个啊，踏出第一步的人，他啊，死在十字架上，为我们的宝血啊，用他的宝血来洗净我们。
But healing cannot occur unless there's a response.
但是医治呢，如果没有回应的话，这个医治就不能够得到啊，就不会有功效。
This is true for all of us who are sinners before we believe Christ.
啊，我们做基督徒都知道。
God reached out.
这是真的。
By even coming to this world as a human to relate to us.
我们知道啊，神啊差遣他的独生子来为我们死，所以让我们能够再一次能够再与神和好。
But if it is because of pride or some other reason we do not respond, we do not accept, and we do not repent, then we cannot be saved.
但是如果因为我们自己的骄傲或者其他的原因，我们不愿意接受耶稣基督，或者不愿意忏悔，那么我们就不会变成神的儿女。
So similarly, within human friendship, when we have difficulty like that, one of the party involved has to be the one that humble and be an initiator.
所以在人的关系里面也是一样，争吵的两方必须有一方先愿意谦虚下来，踏出第一步。
And hopefully the other party will respond.
那希望另外一方也能够走出一步愿意接受。
So I'm going to conclude my sharing with you by sharing you a true story.
所以我要用一个真实的故事来跟各位分享，来做今天的结束。
A book came out of press just a few months ago.
最近呢，有一本书刚刚出版。
It's called 100,000 Hearts.
他说有100,000 hearts.
I don't know how many of you have heard of a famous heart surgeon called Denton Cooley.
我不晓得你们有多少人听过一个有名的这个心脏外科的医生叫 Denton Cooley.
And how many of you heard of another famous heart surgeon called Mike DeBakey?
另外一个心脏医师也是很有名的，叫做 Mike DeBakey.
Now it is too hard because most of you are very young, not old like me here.
我想你们可能都没有听过，因为你们太年轻了。
Because this kind of situation happened about 50 years ago.
因为这个故事差不多50年前的事情。
At that time, both Mike DeBakey and Denton Cooley, they were very famous internationally known heart surgeon.
Mike DeBakey 跟 Denton Cooley 是两个举世闻名的心脏外科的医师。
Now Mike DeBakey is a little older and senior to Cooley.
Mike DeBakey 年纪比较大。
But initially, when they started, you know, in the cardiac surgery, they were kind of friends because they run into each other doing a lot of research and also a lot of innovative type of operation to save blue babies and a lot of other, you know, medical condition.
他们刚开始行医的时候，他们有很多的机会碰在一起，因为他们研究的工作，因为他们有一些比较有发明性的procedure， 所以他们常常碰到一起。
Now Michael DeBakey has a rather rough personality.
Michael DeBakey 这个人比较粗糙一点。
He's very, all both of them are very ambitious.
这两个人都非常有野心，野心很大，而且也蛮聪明的。
But they are also very egoistic and very proud.
但是他们也都非常骄傲，而且egotistic.
自我。
Yeah.
自我。
Right. 自我。非常骄傲。
Michael DeBakey was very rough in training his surgeon, you know, the resident.Very rough.
Michael DeBakey, 他带他的这个年轻的医生的时候，他对他们很凶的。
In order to accomplish what he wants in his research, in his accomplishment, he will make use of resident. You know, all of those went through medical training know that, you know, you work your head off.
为了达成他的目标，为了达成他所要做的研究的计划，他对这些年轻的医生啊要求非常高，他要求他们工作
But a nice word or two sometimes really, really help to heal, you know, to make you go on, you know.
但是有的时候，如果你讲一两句鼓励的话，其实会帮助人继续的做。
Mike Vick was not that kind of person.
但是 Mike Vick 从来不做这种事情。
However, Denton Cooley has a little mild nature.
Denton Cooley 是比较温和的人。
At the beginning of the career, they were very, very active.Doing research concerning heart disease.
在他们他们的职业的刚开始的时候，他们两个都是非常积极的从事研究。
But because of their competition for recognition,
但是因为他们因为两个人都在同一个领域，无形中间他们互相竞争。
They almost became enemy to one another.
他们几乎成为敌人。
Back in those days, there were two very important development in terms of open heart surgery.
在这个时候，在那个时候，有两个就是关于开心手术，有两个很重大的
One of them is heart transplant.
一个是换心
，Have somebody has put in yours, so that
就是把 就是把别人的心放在你的心。
Another venture they try to do is what if you don't find a donor and this person is going to die within a few days, his heart is failing, what can you do?
但是另外一个呢，就是因为你要换心，你要找到另外一个心。如果你找不到心的话，怎么办？所以他是。那个时候就发展了一个人造的心。
They were working on artificial heart implantation.
所以他们就是在做人工心脏的研究。
And if you were living 50 years or so, 40, 50 years ago, I would say what, maybe 40 years or so ago, maybe 30, I can't place the time. But it became big news that these two big surgeons were fighting each other, who started this first, who began this.Transplant and how successful and so forth.
结果后来呢，他们两个的争议呢，就变成了大新闻。是谁先发明了人工心脏？谁发明了这个人工心脏移植的手术
？Now this book, the title is called 100,000 Hearts.
这个书的名字叫做十万个心。
Denton Cooley claimed that he and his team.Performed the largest number of open heart surgery within the past 50 years.
Denton Cooley, 他号称说他跟他的他那一群同伴，他那一组的人做了最多的开心手术。
This book came out just a few months ago, and this is his memo about himself.
那这本书才几个月以前才出现的，那是他自己的回忆录。
So he is a big claim. He claimed that he and his team down in Houston have, and in Texas, have saved a lot of people. They have altogether operated on over 100,000 hearts.
所以他号称他们在休斯顿，美国休斯顿那里，他们救了十万人以上的生命。透过开心手术。
Through reading this book, you can tell that even though he's a pretty mild nature compared to the baking, yeah, he's extremely proud, very proud.
所以你可以看，虽然跟Mike DeBakey 比起来，他是比较柔和，但是他还是非常骄傲的一个。
That's why they have this animosity between them. What initially called friends now like enemy.
所以他们才会有这么大的这个敌对的这个问题。
But something I'd like to share with you from the human standpoint is that when Denton Cooley was about 86 years old.
但是当丹登库里86岁的时候
，Because this kind of relationship had passed 50 years gone by，
因为
these two rival，
他们两个敌对的这个问题呢，已经过了很多年，甚至50年左右。
So when Dandan Kuli was 86 years old，
所以当他86岁的时候
，he was reading a memo， another memo like that by a different person， by an astronaut。
他在那个时候，他刚好读另外一本书，
and his name
就是一个太空人的回忆录。
His name is Eugene Cernan。
这个太空人叫做 Eugene Cernan。
He wrote a book, a memo.He called The Last Man on the Moon.
这一本回忆录名字叫做月亮上面最后一个人。
In his book, he was telling about the friendship that developed between the Russian and the American astronauts during their joint space mission.
在这本回忆录里面，这个太空人就谈到美国跟苏俄的太空人中他们所发展的这种太空人中两个国家的太空人中间的友谊。
This story inspired Dandan Kuli that he ought to mend his relationship with Mike Debakey.
所以受到这本书的影响，他这个 Mike Dandan Kuli 他受到感动，他觉得他需要去跟 Mike Debakey 来弥补这个友谊破坏的友谊。
By the way, Debakey was already 98 years old at that time.
在这个时候，Mike Debakey 已经是98高龄了。
And a year before that, he has a major surgery, what they call a dissected aorta.
在那个之前呢，他刚好有一个大动脉的一个大手术。
He just barely recovered from that. I was in a wheelchair.
And Mike Debakey.坐在轮椅上面，他还没有完全康复。
So what he did, he wrote. First, he tried to visit him.
所以库里呢，试着要去拜访这个 Debakey.
But when he went to his house, his wife said, "Don't bother him. He was sleeping."
但是去的时候，他太太跟他讲说，不要打扰他，他在睡觉。
So, Dandan Kuli decided to write him a letter.
所以。Dandan Kuli 就决定说，他就给他写个信好了。
And this is recorded in his memo.
所以这个信呢，就出现在这个回忆录里面。
He said, "Dear Mike, congratulations on your miraculous recovery from illness and surgery. As time passes, I have a growing desire to meet with you and express my gratitude."For the influence you have had on my life and career. Especially, I'm grateful for the opportunity you provided me for more than 50 years ago to become established at Baylor and to be inspired by your work ethic and ambition. Those years remain in my memory. I appeared at your house about 10 days ago for this purpose.Mrs. Debakey graciously received me but said that you were sleeping. If you are willing to receive me, I am available at your convenience. You are truly Dandan.
他就给他写了一个信，基本上他的意思就是说，他感谢他在他年轻的时候帮助他，让他在贝勒医院能够建立起来，而且他非常admire 他的这个。他工作的热野心跟他的美德，他从他身上学了很多。他几天前到他们家到他们家，结果他的太太呢非常graciously 很接待他，但是但他因为他在睡觉，所以他说如果愿意见我随时你跟我讲，我可以来与你相会。
Well, as weeks passed by, he mentioned week passed by, and there's no reply from Mike Debakey.
结果几个星期过去了 ，Mike 这个 Dandan 没有收到任何的回音。
So, with the help of some of his colleagues, they kind of give him some suggestion.
所以他的其他的同事呢就给他一些建议。
It happened that both Danton Cooley and DeBakey, they each started their own elite society in cardiovascular surgery.
结果这两个人他们都有他们自己的一个职业圈。
So they suggest that maybe for a good gesture, why don't you invite DeBakey to be an honorable member of your society?
所以他们说你何不请这个 Mike DeBakey 成为你的这个 society 的荣誉会员。
Because this is an honor to do that.
因为这是一种荣誉。
He wasn't sure that DeBakey would accept.
但是 Danton Cooley 不太确定 Mike DeBakey would 会接受这个荣誉。
But he did.
但是他做了。
Remember, he was 98 years old at that time. He was still very bright. He was even giving a talk and lecture, whatever.
这个人已经98岁了，但是他还是坐在轮椅上，他还是可以演讲。
Finally, he received a letter from Danton, Mike DeBakey. Danton Cooley finally received a letter from Mike DeBakey.
就终于呢，这个 Danton Cooley 从 Mike DeBakey 接到了一封从 Mike DeBakey 来的信。
And I quote because it's the actual letter that he recorded. It's,Mike DeBakey said, Dear Danton, I am enclosing herewith a replica of the Congressional Gold Medal given to me last week. I would like to share it with you since I think you deserve a part of this reward. Our pioneer work in cardiovascular surgery was jointly done by us.And the first successful clinical cases that were reported helped to usher in the specialty of cardiovascular surgery. We can take pride, he didn't say I can take pride, he said we can take pride in that observation with kind regards, Mike.
So Mike DeBakey 在他的回信里面他讲说我在这封信里面我附了一个国会金牌奖的复制品这个东西国会金牌奖上个礼拜上个星期给我的我要与你分享这个荣誉，因为我相信你配得这个奖。我们在心脏外科手术里面的先驱的工作呢，事实上是我们两个人一起做的。这个第一个成功的这个开心手术呢，其实就是我们一起做的，然后这就开创了一个新的领域，我们一起可以分享这个荣誉，可以为这件事情感到骄傲。
The reason I share with you this story is because it consists some of the elements we talk about.
我跟各位分享这个故事，因为这个跟我们今天所讲的非常有关系。
We can learn from this example.
我们可以从这一个故事里面学习到
很多的东西。But not only that, we know that in order to mend a broken or failing friendship, we need to have an initiator.
但是我们知道，要弥补一种破坏的被破裂的友谊呢，我们需要有人愿意踏出第一步。
Whether the other side will respond, hard to say.
虽然我们不太确定。对方是不是会接受？
But after going this process of supplication, put ourselves under humility, self-examination, and if we feel that we should persist with this friendship, then we should be an initiator to try to mend this friendship.
所以，如果我们经过一段时间自我省察诉求谦虚的到神面前反省，如果我们觉得我们需要做这件事情。我们就需要勇往无惧，要坚持到底。
I also want to share with you that that is how Christ looked at each one of us.
我也要告诉你，这也是基督看我们的方式。
From Christ's side, there's no problem because he's a perfect man. He's God and a perfect man.
从在耶稣基督那一面那一方面来讲，他是。完全的人，他这是没有问题的。
He came to this world to suffer on the cross and die for us because he wanted to reach out for us to restore this friendship with God.
他来到这个世界上，啊，为我们的罪而死，为的是让我们与神能够再一次的和好。
He wants every one of his creatures to return to him and share this eternity.
因为神要所有他所创造的人都能够回到他的国度里面，跟他永享，啊，同享永恒。
It is up to each believer to make a decision to respond or not.
但是，啊，我们需要有回应。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your words that we can share.
但天父，我们感谢你给我们这个机会，能够分享你的话语。
We know that all of us are human, and we are all sinners, and we have our faults.
你知道我们都是人，我们都是罪人，啊，我们每个人有每个人的缺失。
But we know you make us according to your image.
但是我们是你照着你自己的形象所造的。
You give each of us the intelligence and the wisdom to discern.
你赐给我们每一个人有智慧，有知识来做好的判断。
Also, you want us to make the best part of our life.
你也要我们在我们的生命里面能够做出最好的事。
But more so, you do not want us to stay in this transient period of life, which will end sooner or later.
但是我们知道，你不愿意让我们只是停在这个短暂的这个暂时的生命里面。
Because you want each one of us who believe in you to spend eternity with you.
因为你要我们每一个相信你的人与你一起同享永恒。
In the Gospel of John, you're telling the disciple in the same way, telling us.
在约翰福音里面，你所做的，所说的话，就是也是你要告诉我们的话。
He said, "I have to leave you now. I have to go back to heaven. But I will leave the Holy Spirit with you, who will guide you."
你告诉你的门徒说，现在我得离开你们而去，但是我把圣灵留给你们。
And I go there to prepare a place for you.
圣灵会引导你们，我到天父那里去，为你们预备一个地方。
So that we can be together again in the future.
让你们将来来的时候，有个地方可以去。
I hope all of those of you who are seeking.
希望所有还在寻求的人。
This is all we Christians who believe in Christ.Has faith and belief.
能够了解我们基督徒的信仰。
And this is the eternal peace and hope that Christ has given each one of us.
知道耶稣所赐给我们是永恒的平安。
The only important thing that individually we have to respond to this call.
但是我们需要耶稣愿意赐给我们，但是我们需要愿意接受。
May you bless each one of us today and the families.
求你赐福给每一个人以及他们的家庭。
We ask in Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.